Hello and welcome.
You're listening to the Sugar and Spice Podcast. We are your hosts, Shelly and
Danita.
And we are singers, songwriters, recording artists, and we will be talking about music, songwriting, our favorite artists, tequila, and topics that will be informative and mostly fun. Welcome to the Sugar and Spice Show, and welcome to new listeners, and welcome back to people that have been joining us for along this podcast journey. And today's topic, we're going to talk about things we would like to do if we weren't so afraid. I was going to say, so damn scared. Yeah, exactly, right? So there's quite a few things on our list here that we would like to do that.
We're too damn scared.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man. My husband has done a few of them, and I'm just like, I don't think I can do that. And one of them is jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you do that? It's not going to crash or anything, so why would you jump out and fly around and hope that thing they call a parachute, when you pull the pin, opens up so that you can land nicely on the ground? Yeah.
And if it doesn't open up, that's okay. It'll be over and...
Yeah, exactly. Over. Yeah.
Although you break two legs or whatever.
Yeah. But there's been people like 85, 90 years old that have done it because they've never done it and they wanted to do it before they go out.
Well, yeah. The thing is too, they don't actually do it by themselves.
No.
They have
you got a partner.
A package on the back. Yeah. A human package hanging on to you at the back.
Yeah, making sure.
It's not a very good look when they zoom in, you know, the camera and your lips are flapping away. People have lost teeth, literally lost their dentures.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I guess.
They have flown out and they're never to be seen again.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of flapping going on.
Yeah. And oh my God. Can you imagine the air in there? I swear. And the reason why I won't do it, because I keep having the mindset of, I go there, I'm going to be so damn scared, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, I think that's how I am too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that I just avoid it. And I know if I really wanted to do it, that I'd have to get over that mindset of, you know, like everything's going to be okay.
They'd have to drug me. So I think so.
Can you take Ativan or something before you go do that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, can you take a drug, or do you have to be, you know, totally sober for that experience? Can you just pull the pin for me and say, yeah, stick out your legs at a certain point because you're going to land now? And I just follow directions.
It would be quite an experience for sure. That would be scary because, you lose footing.
Yeah.
You don't have footing.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of like me in swimming.
Yeah.
If I am not touching the bottom of the pool,
right,
and I feel, if I'm up to my chest and I feel the water pressing against my chest, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to drown. So I do have a fear of water.
Okay.
I have a wonderful cousin that threw me in the lake at one time. That kind of did it for me.
Yes.
But even in a pool of water, you know, I won't let go to the side. But those noodles though.
Yeah, they are. Yes.
I like noodles.
Like you say, you got the noodles, you got your bum in the water. Yeah. And
But
it's good enough.
You know those floaty mattresses?
Mm-hmm.
I like those.
That was it.
Those are good.
So you're not afraid of falling off?
Well, not in a pool.
Not in a pool. Yeah. And it wouldn't be good if somebody came up and flipped you over.
That's not cool.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Ever do that.
I don't like that kind of stuff either. Yeah.
But
The pool, the swimming thing. Yeah. I love the water. But if it starts getting to a little too deep, like sometimes, when you go out in a lake, for example, and people jump off the boat and you're in the middle of the lake and you know there's no bottom.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just get weird thoughts.
What about snorkeling? Would you do that?
I'm too claustrophobic. My husband and I tried that in Hawaii. Really? Our daughter and her boyfriend were yeah. with us, and those two went off and they're snorkeling away.
Because you can't touch bottom.
Like, I know, right? But as soon as my head went under the water and for a long period of time, it was really cool because you could hear the whales, right?
Oh, nice. Yeah,
with your head under water, you could hear the whales like, woo-hoo, you know, making those sounds. So that was really cool. But both my husband and I had a really hard time keeping our head underwater for that amount of time. And I just, and the flippers, I couldn't get that either, right? And so I just, and I felt like I was going to choke and
how,
everything.
How are you with water in the ears?
I don't like it.
Yeah, same. I have a shower, and if I get water in my ears,
and I'm like,
that's it, I'm done. I'm out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Water I cannot have in my ears, yes.
You know what I really would love if I wasn't fearful of water is to go with the dolphins.
I have done that.
Oh my
gosh,
really?
Yeah, in Mexico, Tulum, I think it was. Yeah, and you could swim with the dolphins. So I actually did that. I think I got that on DVD.
Dolphins are just so awesome.
They are. Very gentle, very gentle animal. And so that was fun. And they are very gentle when they come up to you. So they're not knocking you over and you got a life jacket on and
they're
stuff. So
smart.
Yeah. So it's not like they were jumping out of the water and you got to hang on or whatever, right? No, you would love it. Even if you were just with a life jacket and standing and in the water and just touching them. Yeah. It's really cool, actually.
That would be, I'd love that.
Yeah. That would be cool.
They're gentle.
Yeah,
gentle,
exactly.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else? Well, that's water, but we're talking about parachuting. What about air balloon or parasailing?
I've done the parasailing.
So have I.
So that was okay because you're attached to a cable from a boat, right? And you just go and they let you out a little bit at a time. So it was very cool up there. It was quiet and you got to just be like a bird, I guess. Mm-hmm. And
bird's eye view.
Yeah,
for sure.
Bird's eye view, exactly. So
I loved it too.
So it was just letting that cable out and going up, you know, it's like, oh boy, but I got the mindset to get over that. Right.
Did you get it? We actually did that. And we had it, when we got down, they had a CD.
Yeah.
A video of like,
I think they did for us too. And we didn't buy it.
We did because we just needed to make sure to say we actually
did it
to ourselves. So I love that.
Yeah. But you would go in an air balloon, right?
I would go in an air balloon.
Yeah.
Right?
It's on your bucket list.
You know, I'm scared of heights, but fast heights.
Okay.
Like jumping out of an airplane, you know, roller coasters, you know, the ones that go high and then fly
oh god
the, like
yeah
the speed there
yeah
give me a race car I think I'd like that because I'm on the ground
same
but not in the air but if it's an air balloon it's like relaxing and you hear the flame you know
oh yes
and it's a slow process as you climb higher and higher
but you're still in a basket way up high.
Well, it's not like a picnic basket. It's a big basket.
It's a big basket. Yeah.
I would.
You would have to tie me in there. You know, like if the basket goes down, I'm not going to fly out. Yeah, I go down with the basket, I think.
Oh my gosh. I do. I'd like to try that.
Yeah.
I'm saying that right now, but who knows? Once I'm in there, I'm like, let me out of here.
Yes, not exactly what I thought it was going to be. Zip lining. Have you gone zip lining?
Never. That's speedy down too. I think speedy.
Well, and you're high off the ground. You are. I've done it in Hawaii.
Yeah.
My daughter and her boyfriend wanted to go up high up in the trees. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't tell you how many margaritas I drank when we got back down. Yeah, because I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. But that you got a like a harness and you got all the cables and you're hooked up to everything. Yeah. They double check before they send you across.
Yeah.
Right. But if you look down, then you see this like great big gully underneath
God.
And you think if that breaks, then there I go. Yeah. Kind of like, then I'd be parachuting without a parachute.
Yeah. Upshot
creek. Yeah, that'll exactly.
In the air.
So, but it was being, it was high up. You had these small platforms that you had to wait on. At each tree.
Yeah.
And that's where, and they still hooked you to a cable there. You weren't just free. You get there, they'd unhook you from the line, and then they'd hook you to the cable that was around the tree, so that even if you kind of slipped or whatever, you're still hooked. There was these other two girls that were with us in the group, and they were leaning off of the edge and stuff, and you know, way back, and I'm like, stop doing that, you know, like I was being the mom, you know, like you're gonna fall, right? And I was just stuck to the tree until they paralyzed them. And I would shuffle over to the next line, and then they would hook me up, and then I, as I went across the line, it was wee, and then again.
Oh my God.
Yeah, longest 2 hours of my life. Yeah. And like I said, I don't know how many margaritas I drank. And that was in Hawaii, and we went to this little restaurant, whatever, had chickens on the floor and stuff. And yeah, it was in Hawaii. It was almost like I thought I was in Mexico for a minute there. Yeah. So that was fun. So that's something that's on your bucket list. That it's the heights thing again.
You know,
right?
I often think of you know, those bridges, like the little
rope
bridges, and you walk on there, and they like move every step you take, and there's a space in between. Yes. I would not do well in those.
Every time I go on one of those, some assholes on the other end shaking it.
Why do people do that?
And they're and I'm just like, if I could run right now,
somebody'd be eating a fist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My fist. Yeah. So if you're one of those people that do that on those swinging bridges, stop it.
that would scare me pretty good.
Yeah, because you're high up, like the one in Vancouver. There's one there, and
What about the what is it called? The big Canyon, the Grand Canyon.
Oh,
don't they have the glass?
Yes,
the glass walkways around there.
I've seen people actually like be literally paralyzed.
Well,
because they're so
like
scared.
You're walking in. You're walking on air.
Yeah.
It looks like.
So I'm scared of that.
Does
it ever?
Funny trick. Who out there actually has done that? Like, that'd be interesting to know how you liked it, because. I need to see what I'm.
Exactly.
I like the foot.
Lots of people think it's really cool. I'm one of those people. No, I would be one of those people that would be paralyzed. You're wearing slippers. There's little slippers there to go go across that. Yeah,
give me a horse.
Yeah,
like a lazy horse.
Yeah,
to go across.
You know. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam. I don't know why that came to my mind, but it did. Yeah.
Yeah, horse. Like I said, I like quadding, though, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. I've gone through.
Well, we're in control, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Quadding, I was doing, I did years ago. Don't have
Same. Anymore. Yeah.
But.
Because I don't like winter anymore.
Yeah. You know, speaking of fear and what would scare you, I have been watching riding the Bronx and, you know, the bull riders.
Oh, yeah.
Holy, those guys, they have no fear.
No.
No fear. And I mean, the clowns.
Them too. Yeah.
They are. I mean, I give them even just as much credit.
Right.
Because they're protecting the cowboys that fall off the bull.
Yeah.
And their legs stuck to the, you know.
In the stir.
But the ropes or the, you know, with their spurs or whatever. And it's like, I've seen a few go for a ride.
Oh, yeah.
Bull grabs them by the
back
of the shirt or something.
Yes.
And they're flying.
Yeah, they are.
Free flying lesson right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do that on a billy goat or a pig or a miniature horse.
Oh, my gosh. It's actually quite entertaining, but fearless.
Yeah, motocross, yeah, exactly.
Motocross. My hubby's into motocross.
I used to do that as a teenager.
You,
yes.
Girlfriend. Holy.
See, there's things I did as a teenager that I won't do now.
Isn't that?
As you get older, you get, and I think, why am I being so scared of this? It's never used to scare me. Yeah. You know, like even driving in the snowstorm this morning, you know, like driving my hubby to the airport or whatever, and I have to drive back, right? And you know, I'm getting some drifts. It used to be that I would drive fast
or
and
by footing,
go through those drifts, you know, like, and let's see what these snow tires are made of, you know, like, and stuff. And now I'm like gripping, you know, white knuckling it practically, but not as bad as some people out there. But yeah, I just find that as I get older, I'm getting scared, but I have to, that there's that mindset again where I have to go, you know what? I used to do this all the time. Yeah. Stop being such a chicken shit. Like, just do this.
I don't think it's just that. I think there are more people on the roads these days.
Yeah, I don't trust other people.
That's, you know what? I trust my driving pretty good. I mean, I'm a farm girl.
Even if you're crossing the line, going towards it. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, operated all kinds of machinery on the farm, like Bobcat, you know, combine, swather.
Yeah, you've operated stuff like that.
And I mean, I wasn't fearful of those machines at the time. And now I'd get in one and I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a different lifestyle, of course, but like there are a lot more people on the road these days and some are not experienced drivers.
Exactly. So we grew up with this. Yeah.
We have to watch out for other people too, right? We have to be sensible on the road.
Yeah.
And, have our eyes.
Yeah. There's a lot of traffic out
all
there.
Around. Yeah. So, benefit of the doubt there. Yeah. I'm sure it's not just that you're fearful. I think it's just you're more cautious now.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you a country music fan?
Because we have a new country song called Starting Tomorrow.
It's for all you procrastinators out there, including ourselves.
That's right. And the track is available on all digital platforms, and it's been available as of February 23rd. So go on out there and listen to our new song called Starting Tomorrow.
What else you got?
What else we got? We got rock climbing. Oh. You not in a gym.
I have done the wall climbing.
Yeah.
That's fun because it challenges you. So I wonder if I would be just as challenged or like have fun doing it on a mountain.
If I did it on a little hill.
I thought you were going to say if I did it on a leash. You need a leash for those. You need to have.
Yeah, I've got the harness and everything. Horses, and the picks and stuff. Not like people who actually just use their hands. I just like, wow. But
I think my issue would be looking down.
And that's the worst.
Be like,
They say don't look down. But as soon as they say don't look down, you look down. Yeah, you don't say that to people. But if you started on something small. Right.
Well, like I said, the wall climbing, we should do that sometime.
Go wall climbing.
Wall climbing.
Yeah,
absolutely. That'd be fun.
Yeah. We have to be sober for that, right? Well, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
We don't drink all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Especially when we do activities like that.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, rock climbing. Bobsledding is another thing that I probably wouldn't do. Speed going down the, you know, the tubes.
The runs there that they get the runs, those runs because you got to know how to navigate those curves and
that's on ice though. That's bobsledding, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking of the tubes you go.
Oh, like even water slides.
Yeah, water slides. Do you say? I can't remember these words are way too easy. Give me a really difficult word and then I'll figure it out. But water slides.
Yes. I've gone down where they're really high up and then you go through like it's a curve but you're in a tunnel and it's dark and I'm like, I don't know where I'm going, but I just have to trust that I'm going to keep going. Right. But that's not a good feeling. And people get a rush out of that, right? Everybody's got a different
kind of rush.
A
little plug there for one of our songs. I think of the circuses and circus and what do you call the
Cirque du Soleil? No, just circuses.
Just like the
tent circus.
Yeah, yeah. You know, with the
trapeze artists and
that's something else. It'd be kind of scary. It's fun to watch. But I was thinking like the merry-go-round and the teacup. The fairs.
Oh, the fairs. Oh, I don't go on the rides.
Well, teacups is good.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's in my hand and I'm drinking tea from it, that's when it's good. Yes.
Oh, God. What a bunch of wusses.
Yeah. Right? Oh, no. To go on rides, I get a bit of motion sickness as well.
Oh, you do?
On those things. That's a funny thing because both my husband and I get motion sickness and we wouldn't take our kids to those rides because we couldn't watch them. We couldn't watch them. Yeah. So they went on to Disneyland on school trips.
Okay.
It was somebody else.
They got their fix that way.
Yeah. But because they liked the rides. But I just.
The Drop of Doom. That reminds me. Drop of Doom. I will not attempt that. Those kind of rides. They my heart would stop. You talked about your heart stopping.
Yeah.
That's something. Yeah.
It goes up into, it leaves your chest and goes above your head.
To through your mouth, through your ears after. No, it's just not a natural bodily feeling.
No. And there's that, I can't remember what they call it. It's in Vegas and they go up really high and you're in a harness and they just drop you. Like you're on a string or a cable.
It's not bungee jumping.
No, but you just drop and then you stop wherever. Right. And there's people just screaming up there. And I'm like, why would you pay for that?
Yeah, no, exactly.
But
it's like bungee jumping. You couldn't pay me enough to do it.
No.
You couldn't.
No.
I wouldn't do it.
No.
No matter what.
Even if you flashed $1 million at me, I don't think I'd get the mindset.
If they knocked me out, they threw me over the bridge.
And then reel me back up. Yeah.
I don't think I'm heavy enough. Would I even bounce back? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that would scare me real bad.
Mm-hmm. Whitewater rafting. Have you ever done that?
No, and that's another one.
Yeah, I've done it and when I was in grade 9, so many years ago. And I loved it then. But I would like to try it again and I'd like to do it in the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
I will. I'm a canoe or a boat.
Right.
Slow
paddling, Walter.
Still waters. Yes. Houseboating.
Yes, houseboating is fun.
That is just
where you. Well, see, we're just putzing along and enjoying, and everything slow pace. Whereas whitewater rafting, I wouldn't go on the major rapids. Like they'll take you on certain. They scale them from 1 to 10 or something.
Oh, okay.
And I think 5 being really bad. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody listening, and put it in the comments, like what the scale is for whitewater rafting, what's the worst and what's the easiest. But I would like to go on a couple of the easiest maybe, you know, but not, maybe I'd get the bug and want to go on more or whatever. Mm-hmm. But as long as somebody else is an experienced person with us, right?
I'm not sure how many they allow on like at a time, but mm-hmm. I've seen the bigger rafts where they have like 8 people or something on these rafts. And when they hit the rapids, there's some, they basically are airborne.
Yeah, that's true.
So I being in a bus, I have been airborne.
Oh.
When you hit bumps, like heavy duty bumps or a boat.
Yes.
You hit those waves.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I want to hold on to things. I want to make sure that I'm, you know, stable.
Yeah, exactly, right?
No.
No.
You can go. I'll watch you. I'll take the videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so things like that we would do if we weren't so scared of it, whatever. And so is there anything like in the music, throughout life doing music? Is there anything that has kept you from...
Besides fear. Fear's a big one. Just not feeling good enough.
Yeah.
And not confident enough. I grew up in a family. I was the baby. I was the youngest of a musical family. But I was very shy. So, it was really hard for me. Even though I had music all around me.
Yeah.
It was just something about my
personality
that, you know, I was shy in school, shy... it was, if I would have been more confident and braver that way, I probably would have been, at 20 and, you know, more advanced in my music career.
Right.
Or I should say now I'd be more advanced. Maybe who knows,
but you know, and I was the same, you know, like I was still outgoing, but I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself. Mm-hmm. And if I would have had the confidence I have now back when I was 19, I know I would have gone to Nashville. But I was too scared to do it on my own. I didn't want to leave family and stuff like that, you know, like small town girl, right? And not really having the experience of cities and stuff. So,
I hear you.
Yeah, and I didn't have any kind of a mentor, you know, like if we would have had mentors or something and somebody that went with us, you know, but. We came from families that, you know, were bigger, more kids, whatever. So parents couldn't afford, you know, like we're going to go to Nashville and take you, right, to go down there. And I still got 8 other kids to feed or whatever, right? But, Yeah, I think I really, really would have done that if I would have the confidence. You know, like Terry Clark, that's what she did when she was 19. She went from Medicine Hat, Alberta. She went to Nashville and she got a job and everything. And I know a few other younger people that did the same thing. But if I would have had that confidence.
Because you played guitar.
And I was in bands when I was a teenager. Yeah. So, you know, I wasn't scared to perform. Mm. I was scared to leave to advance myself. I didn't have that confidence to go out and do those kind of things. I didn't know how. I didn't know what to do or whatever, right? So, but now I've learned those different things, and now it's just like, look out, Shelley Dubois in the room, and, and then they all run away. Yeah, big personality. Yes.
Well, so, I've come out of my shell hanging out with you. Oh,
have you ever?
It's great. By nature, I'm very introvert. Yeah. I guess I like my alone time. I like my space. I don't like being pressured into anything, right? You know? I like to do things in my own time, and it's nice to group up with somebody that's, you know, we're bubbly together.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so we feed off of each other. We understand where we're at, like with our personalities and stuff, and we know what we can do, and then we also
that we shouldn't do. but we don't have lines really. But you were saying about being yourself.
Yes. I was afraid to be myself a lot of times as I did get older, and I got told by many industry people, you know, this is how you should do this. How you should do that. And they do it to a lot of people, and especially women. And so it's kind of going off topic a little bit, but so I was scared to be myself.
Yeah. And you thought you had to fit into a role to be in the music industry. You
exactly. Had to, I had to be a certain way or whatever and stuff. And instead of just being my own personality. Yeah.
Yeah. We are a little bit off topic, but this is interesting because for me, I'm thinking years ago when we saw artists like Reba McEntire, Faith Hill, and Loretta, well, I won't say Loretta Lynn because she was really down to earth. Dolly and Loretta were real people. They never changed all the years. But people didn't, like Elvis, you know, they didn't see their inside their life, like what was going on behind the scenes. They saw them as famous stars that could do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they saw them as almost godlike.
Yeah, seriously. Especially Elvis. Yeah.
And nowadays with the social media and everything,
mm-hmm.
Holy crap, we're real. We're letting you know that we are real.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we don't have to pretend we're, you know.
Yeah, like in this podcast, we're not afraid to be ourselves. I'm not editing anything unless we really screw up or something. Mm-hmm. But we're just being raw and authentic. Real and authentic. And telling our stories and talking about our subjects. And
I think I think that's why when we do perform live,
mm-hmm.
we joke around and we don't have a script. We just say what kind of comes out.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, well.
Yeah. Sometimes like, whatever. Maybe we went a little far. But somebody's laughing. somebody's having a good time.
I think people see that we are real. And I mean, even like the Rebas and the, you know, the artists of the world, they're doing what we're doing, and they're letting people into their lives now.
They are
not like it used to be, like mm-hmm. I said with Elvis and many other artists in those days, where it was, you know,
you didn't know anything until now, like Elvis, all the stories that come out, right, the movies and everything to show what actually went on in his life and everything. So I think people, because of today and letting people in, you know, not being afraid to let people in, and so that you can relate, right? It's it's all about having a relationship, and people can relate and say, well, yeah, so they write songs and sing, and but they're just like me. And you know, and I tell people all the time, when they say, oh, you're so talented, and I go, well, thank you, but I'm sure you have a talent as well. Like there's some people who can sew really well. Me and a sewing machine, we're not friends.
Accountants.
Exactly.
Oh my God, numbers are not my thing.
Lots of people have their gifts, right? So it's
I think about, you know, in comparison, I'm thinking about the royal family, you know, the queen in that time, that era.
Yeah.
They didn't, I mean, did you think the queen went to the washroom?
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And so you just, they were catered to, they had their, you know, their people and everything was up and up.
Yeah.
As the generations went down to now.
Yeah, now
they're some real people.
Yeah, exactly.
Divorcing and, you know, they're raising their families and trying to raise their own families. Lady Di was wanting to raise her own kids herself.
Yeah, exactly, right.
So off track a little bit, that's just to tell you that we're real.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not robots.
Real.
We're not AI robots.
Yeah, we're not AI. No AI. Look at our wrinkles. She doesn't have any.
When I don't wear glasses,
it's because we laugh a lot. We have laugh lines. Yes. Yeah.
I was going to say, sir, laugh a lot, but you're not a sir.
Ma'am.
Marmalot. Marmalot.
Sir Marmalot.
Yeah.
Sir Marmalot.
Oh, ma'am.
Anyway.
Well, we could ramble on and on.
Yeah. So
but we have fun.
That's right. So let us know in the comments below, you know, about anything that you want to do that's on your bucket list, what you're afraid of. If you got to, you know, maybe comment on what we talked about here today. Yeah. So thank you again for listening. And
till next time.
Cheers. Thank you for listening to today's Sugar and Spice podcast. We really appreciate you listening. We'd also appreciate if you could follow us on our socials on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel. Please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram, and please provide comments of how you enjoyed this wonderful podcast. We'd like to have fun, and we'd like to have our listeners have fun along with us.